Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than 1 week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of approximately $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are investing in gold and Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. That is x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a returning guest, Mark Fincham, and I'd like to welcome Mark back to the X22 Report Spotlight. Mark, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for being here. And I wanted to start off with what's going on in Arizona, because this is, nothing's ended. You guys are still suing. I mean, I know there's many cases, but you guys are still suing. You're going after the fraud. And we just had this huge hearing in Arizona on the elections, and there's a lot of things that they were talking about. They're talking about money laundering. They're talking about how they cheated in the election. Can you just bring us up to date and tell everyone what's been going on?
Yeah, it's still a hot mess here. So I'll start with, I think, the oldest case first and work my way forward on litigation.
Sounds good.
So April of last year, Carrie Lake and I filed suit in U.S. District Court here in Arizona to prohibit the use of black box ballot tabulation equipment, also known as Dominion, ESNS, all of the things where we are prevented from seeing the code. And really what we wanted is, look, either let us see the code or prohibit the use of the machines. Now, a Democrat U.S. District Judge, Tucci, dismissed the case. We, of course, went to the Ninth Circuit. And contemporaneous with the election, where, you know, Maricopa County alleged that these machines are trustworthy, they're reliable, they're accurate, they're timely, they're secure. Well, we've since proven all of that to be false. Every word false. Mm. And quite frankly, I believe that they perjured themselves in court because they knew damn well it wasn't secure. So we're now in front of the Ninth Circuit. And, you know, what transpired on Election Day in Maricopa County proved that everything they said was a false narrative. And at the same time, Judge Tucci decided he wanted to hit Kerry and I with sanctions. Now, of course, we're going to the appellate court. I think it was just kind of the final, you know, flipping the middle finger off to us as we were exiting his jurisdiction and entered the Ninth Circuit. So we're going to continue to fight this battle. What has come out in her state case, that was a federal case.
Right, right.
Now we have a state contest. And in Arizona, we have three kinds of law. We have criminal law, we have civil law, and then we have contest law. Contest law is under Title 16, which isn't going to mean much to your listeners. But Title 16 under Arizona Revised Statutes is exclusively election law. It has a whole different set of rules. Civil cases are run under Rule 8 of the court procedures. And this is an important distinction. Contest law is under Rule 7. And under Rule 7, the judge is required to take our statement as fact in the best light possible when you're the contestant. And they're required to listen to what you bring forward. This whole notion of motions to dismiss, there's no provision in law for that. None. You're supposed to hear what the contestant has to say. Yeah, right. In Kerry's case, out of 10 elements, Judge Thompson only permitted two of them to be presented. That's wholly inappropriate. And I think ultimately, I would not be surprised if the court reverses that and remands it back for a full hearing. A similar situation happened in my case where I was alleging that even though there was 120,000 vote discrepancy, and I'm going to call it a discrepancy. Adrian Fontes didn't win the election, not legitimately.
No.
We now know, and we project that we probably won by about 140,000 votes. Now, in Kerry's case, and we were aware of this for mine, in Kerry's case, she was at least permitted to present the lack of chain of custody of over 290,000 ballots. We've also got some other skullduggery that goes on between an irreconcilable difference between Runbeck, the outfit that counts mail-in ballot envelopes, and the county. They're 35,000 votes off. Well, okay, Kerry allegedly lost by 17,000 votes. That doesn't even address the tens of thousands of people who attempted to vote, went to the polls to vote, but had to wait 4, 5, 6 hours and finally gave up and went home. Mm-hmm. That was Election Day voting. And quite frankly, that is the probably 80 to 85% Republican, because we take our voting very seriously and we urge people go to the polls. And I think that that's exactly how part of the cheat occurred. There's a heat map that's been designed that shows where Republican heavy districts are at. And amazingly, the places where vote tabulation and printer configuration failed, all the heavily Republican areas. Amazing how that happens. So Kerry's case is on appeal. My case is also, we're preparing the brief to, we've filed a notice because I was dismissed out of hand. In fact, a curious thing about my case, the judge spoke for 42 minutes on the record. Wow. As though she were a prosecutor. Even Adrian Fontes's and Katie Hobbs' attorneys, they could hardly get a word in edgewise. My attorney had all of, 12, 13, 14, 15 minutes to speak and to present what is supposed to be a required presentation. We didn't have the opportunity to present our evidence, the bona fides of why we were contesting the election. Well, that was not enough for this judge. In fact, we estimate that there was her decision that came out 3 hours after the hearing. probably had a good 13 to 15 hours of exhaustive legal research. But it all followed Rule 8, civil procedure, not contest procedure. And then she solicited contestees, Fontes and Hobbs, for lawyer fees and court costs. And she said, I plan to sanction you, Mr. Fincham. Okay, well, in the sanction decision, she claims, and we think that this is a dodge because she screwed up. She doesn't have the authority under Arizona contest law, Title 16, to issue sanctions. Zero, zip, nada. And think about this. There's a
Let me just ask you, for those people that, you know, when they hear sanctions, they think of sanctions like on Russia. When you say sanctions, what do you mean by that?
Well, that means that an attorney who's a member of the bar can be punished.
Okay.
The contestant, I mean, she's talking about making Mark Fincham pay for the lawyer fees for Adrian Fontes and Katie Hobbs, who, by the way, I'm sure that they got plenty of money through the Democrat Party and FTX, but we can talk about that later. Yeah. Millions of dollars flowed into Arizona from that whole FTX money laundering scheme. But where we're at now, there's an interesting note in the decision on sanctions. The judge, this is Judge Julian, who is a leftist activist judge appointed by Doug Ducey. She says that we engaged in bad faith. Now, we have evidence that these machines are not secure. In fact, we're calling into question not the 120,000 votes that were allegedly, that was the margin of victory by Adrian Fontes. We're calling into question all 2.4 million votes because we have no idea how those calculating machines, they're not tabulators, they're calculators, how they altered the vote. And the only way you can try and reconcile that is a full hand count of the ballots. But we already know that we have 290,000 ballots that are outside of the chain of custody. Here's the problem. They've already been commingled with the legitimate votes. So right now we are engaged in a fundraising exercise to try and cover the cost of litigation. We will file an appeal, I think April 7th, I think, is the deadline. But we're collecting all of the testimony that has, quite frankly, we had it before, and we didn't think that we would, you know, we weren't given the opportunity to present it in court. So now we're fine tuning that, and we're going to go to the appellate court and say, look, this was not in bad faith. This is the evidence. Had the judge followed the rule of law, this is what would have been introduced into the record. So at least we're going to get it on the record. Then we've got Abe Hamaday's case.
Right.
I'm not sure where Abe's case is, but he's the one that had the most narrow delta. I think it was like 511 votes. I'm not quite sure where they're at in that case. I haven't talked to Abe in several weeks. So suffice it to say, there's a whole lot of litigation that's going on right now. And Carrie is on her way to the Arizona Supreme Court.
Yes.
If they don't order a new election, I'm pretty sure that she will file a writ of certiorari and get it in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. And here's why. This all boils down to, It's not Carrie or me or Abe. We're the contestants.
Right.
This is about the 14th Amendment disenfranchisement of the people who wanted to vote but couldn't, and of the people who did vote but can't be assured that their vote counted as cast because we can't inspect the code. Now, I was privileged to see a presentation by Clay Parikh and Mark Cook over the weekend in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Tennessee Stands election forum. And in an instant, Mark Cook made the point. He had a thumb drive that had a very small section of code on that drive, showed in a SQL Server spreadsheet. I believe it was President Trump had 46,000 or 52,000 votes. The occupant of the White House had 42,000. He plugs the drive in. A terminal window opens. You see code come across the terminal window, and boom, it disappears.
Whoa.
He unplugs the thumb drive, goes back to the spreadsheet, and miraculously, the number of votes had flipped. Joe Biden now was 52,000 or 56,000. I forget the exact number. But the point is that if with a thumb drive, and here's why that's important. There will not be a log entry on that computer because the computer, the code was actually on the thumb drive, not on the computer. And the demonstration was, this is how you can flip votes and nobody will ever know. Okay, so what did we see with people walking around the Mech Tech Center in Maricopa County? We saw people plugging thumb drives in left and right.
Now, is that on is that on video?
That's on video.
Wow.
That's on video. You also have a Dominion employee in a secure room by himself, which is a violation of their own standards, Maricopa County. Nobody is to be in any room by themselves. Of course, it does lead one to believe that they're all in on the con.
Yeah.
So that's the update on litigation, my friend. We're raising money to try and pay the lawyer bills because it's going to get expensive.
What's very interesting about this is you could see that with the judges, with Dominion and everyone else in Arizona, and it's not just Arizona. I think this is countrywide. Could see that I think what people are getting out of all this is that this is one gigantic criminal syndicate, and they're all basically, I don't know if they're communicating with each other, but they're working in unison to manipulate the elections. So I don't know if there's it's
the Uniparty.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. And even the judges, I mean, this is how bad this is, because this all could be laid to rest by just going to the Dominion machines, counting the actual physical ballots and comparing it to what the machines have recorded, and you would get the real results, right? And actually add in the signatures too. And all this could be, you know, put to rest. I know why the judge doesn't want to do that, because then you would see the election fraud. And if you're in on the scam.
Here's the reality, Dave. There are people who are sitting in seats of office that didn't win.
Yeah. Well, they're installed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they like the way the election turned out. So this is all part. And I'm going to plug a book here real quick. Boone Cutler and General Flynn wrote a book called 5GW. This is about fifth generation warfare.
Yep.
It's a fascinating book. You can get it out on Amazon and Kindle. This is a book that I think every patriot should have, because it will help you understand the PSYOP, the psychological opportunity, the operation behind it, mm-hmm. the PSYACT, what they do. When I say they, I'm talking about the ubiquitous Uniparty bunch. Right. And then, of course, you've got the target audience. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're sitting at the poker table in Vegas and within a couple of minutes you haven't figured out who the mark is, you're it.
Yep.
You're it. So the target audience, by the way, is your audience. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get people to think one thing that is so counterintuitive, but they're playing on people's passions. They're playing on people's trust. And at the end of the day, you've got individuals who they don't want to have the people's choice because it scares them. Bernie Sanders actually won.
When are you talking about the primaries with Biden? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
And then in 2016, Bernie Sanders won. Mm-hmm. But we can't have that guy. I mean, we have to have the princess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah. I think in both times, actually, probably in the primaries in 2016 and 2020, I think Bernie Sanders won, and they cheated just like they're trying to do with President Trump right now. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, holds your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. 2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. Three bank runs in less than 1 week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of approximately $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are investing in gold and Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. That is x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. You know, they don't want him winning the primaries. That'd be a complete and utter disaster. But I just want to go back to FTX for a sec. You said there was a lot of money laundering. There was a lot of money coming in from FTX. What did you mean by that?
So I sent you a graphic. I don't know if you got it or not, but the FTX, this is a money laundering operation run by Sam Bankman-Fried. You had taxpayer dollars that were sent over to Ukraine, allegedly to help Ukraine prosecute their defense. And okay, we've known for a long time that that is the playground for not so good things that the Uniparty, and I'm talking about both Republicans and Democrats, have used to, you know, send money over, you get kickbacks back. All of this is just, it's sickening to see. But money is sent over to Ukraine. Ukraine puts it into FTX. FTX goes high dollar. They run money back to the U.S. through Arabella Advisors, the friendly socialist Marxist organizations, and then finally to the DNC, DNC to the state parties. State parties are able to spend money on behalf of candidates without actually giving the money to candidates. Okay, so the Arizona Democrat Party was given a great big chunk of money. Kerry and I were facing a headwind, I'm told, of between $7 and $10 million against us. And the Uniparty here in Arizona saw to it that I had to expend every penny of what we had raised on a primary. Now, the vast majority of that was intended for the general election. And by the time we get to the, I mean, I'm talking about $1.6 million on a primary. Mm-hmm. We should never have spent more than $500,000 on a primary,
right?
Ever. So instead, we go into the general with around $500,000 that we were able to raise between the primary and the general. My opposition, on the other hand, had millions. And, you know, one of the attorneys in the war room when we were examining, you know, how did they cheat? Because it's clear that they cheated.
Right.
On several different vectors. He said something interesting. He said, Mark, you took 3 weeks of punches to the face that went unanswered. I said, well, you've got the media against me.
Yep.
You have Adrian Fontes, who advanced a false narrative, essentially lied to the people. Now it comes out that it wasn't an insurrection. I was a witness. I was always a witness. I was never a participant on January 6th in Washington, D.C. But that didn't matter. And quite frankly, facts don't matter to criminals. They're just going to try and BS their way through the entire event. Well, there's a pesky facts are pesky things. They don't go away. And now we see the millions of dollars that were spent by the Democrat Party in Arizona to influence elections. And FTX has asked for the Democrat Party to give the money back. Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, where are they getting that from? Where are they going to, they're not going to return that.
They're not. Yeah. No. It's the whole thing reveals a simulacra, a simulation of an election, mm-hmm. where the people thought that they were casting their vote. And, you know, now there are folks that are already vilifying me because how dare you say that? We voted. Well, okay, you voted, but you have no idea how the vote was actually counted.
Right.
And that's why I support paper ballots, mm-hmm. hand counting, watermarks on the ballot paper itself with an audit trail count the ballots were cast. And yes, that means we go back to precinct voting. These vote centers that have been set up in Maricopa County, they're called fraud centers for a reason. It's where all the dirty work gets done. It's where ballots come in, voters come in. It's all BS.
Yeah.
We're being lied to. Now, for a very long time, the Uniparty has constructed the architecture of people to see to it that the elections are never going to be what we think they will be, secure. This system has been designed to be open for a reason. It's incomplete for a reason. That is so there are multiple opportunities to insert votes at a point in time to make sure that, well, you know, it's kind of close. No, my election wasn't close. My election was very much if you look even at CNN, CNN did a poll just days before the election. They said Fincham wins by 3 points. Now, CNN isn't exactly a friend to me.
Right.
And we know that they, because you compare their result with Trafalgar, Trafalgar said 7 points. So we know that CNN heavily weighted that with Democrats and still got a result of 3 points. So the output does not match polling. Now, I know for a fact that there are some Republicans that they just didn't like me. And they openly say, well, you know, Fincham's a crazy man. He's an insurrectionist. Again, no insurrection, but the vilification campaign worked on the weak-minded Republicans. And I'm going to call them weak-minded, soundbite Republicans. They elected... No, they didn't elect him. We now have a Sinaloa cartel member, attorney, their legal counsel as Secretary of State for the state of Arizona. Way to go.
And just explain to them, who is this, like, this person?
So Adrian Fontes, he's got a long history. He was the defense attorney for the Sinaloa cartel guys that were part of Fast and Furious. Was a prosecutor up in Colorado. It's my understanding that he didn't exactly have an exemplary prosecutorial record, but amazingly, he worked prosecution of drug cases. Interesting.
Yeah.
And when he was the Maricopa County recorder, before he ran for Secretary of State, he allegedly engaged in misfeasance, malfeasance, maladministration, attempted to do things that were outside of the law, had to be slapped down by his own party's Secretary of State. We had to be slapped down by the court saying, no, you cannot mail ballots to people who are just willy-nilly. If they haven't asked to be on the early voting list, you don't get to mail them. He attempted to do that. Big money was spent on thousands of ballots that never were sent out, and the Maricopa County taxpayers ended up footing the bill for that. So this guy's been a bad actor. I mean, he was arrested for felony flight by the ASU Police Department.
Wow.
Endangering a felony flight, endangering people. And we attempted to get that record before the election. Amazingly, we got it the Friday after the election was over.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Right after. That's interesting.
They had a lot to do. They had a lot to do. So, you know, and I know that they were terrified, the Uniparty. Right. Terrified that if Carrie Lake, Mark Fincham, and Abe Hamaday were in office, we would immediately begin to identify the bad actors and the people who have committed crimes. My entire campaign was based on one very simple concept. Just follow the law.
Yep.
The law exists to create a level playing field for all contestants. And now we have judicial abuse. We have a legislature that, quite frankly, there are a few courageous souls in the halls of the legislature, but the vast majority of my former colleagues, where are you at? Your role is quickly becoming an ex officio kind of role. You're an observer. Sure, you vote on things and you pass bills and you polish up the brass. But at the end of the day, did you really get anything done for election transparency and security? No. I'll bring up, for example, the Erickson report. If you ask legislators in Arizona if they know about the Erickson report, which deals with essentially the takeover of the internet by nefarious actors, they've never heard of it.
Wow.
I mean, this deals with computers, every computer from your phone to a mainframe has ports. And those ports control the flow of information, zeros and ones, electrons. Well, in the Erickson report, we now know that there are organizations around the world that are able to penetrate every single computer, every single phone at will. And there is nothing you can do to stop it. That's why Clint Curtis's testimony in front of the Arizona Senate several weeks ago was so important. You cannot, in any way, shape, or form, secure a computer, period. Hard stop. In fact, he tells the story about Norway came to him and said, hey, how do we, and this is coming on the heels of some other testimony of his, how do we secure our election with these black box ballot tabulation equipment? He said, well, bundle it up and throw it in the ocean.
That's exactly what you need to do.
That's what he said. No. Bundle it up and throw it in the ocean. You need to have paper ballots, hand counting, and count where cast. Three very simple things, and I would add to that currency-grade watermarks on the ballots. And that's exactly what they did. And the belief is that they had probably one of the fairest elections in decades in Norway. Okay, so Paris, France, in fact, all of France counts ballots by hand. You would think here in the United States that we would be able to take a lesson from individual government units around the world that do paper ballots and hand counting and see how they do it, because they're able to report the election results by midnight, the night of the election. But here you've got people that are, oh, well, we can't, we'd have to have 50,000 people in a month and a half to count all these ballots. No, you don't. No, this is a throughput question. Find out how many people you need to hire, develop your process, implement it, and get rid of the damn machines, because they are not reliable. They have code on them. We saw that with the Tina Peters case.
Well, the scary thing is that you can't see the code, which makes no sense for an election. I mean, the code is hidden from we the people, and this is our voting system, and that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. There's a quote, and unfortunately, I don't have it in front of me, but it essentially it's, you know, the nefarious actors will tell you, you can't see this, you can't know this, you can't be privy to this. There are things you cannot know. That is the beginning of tyranny.
Yeah.
And that's, quite frankly, I think we're eyeball deep in tyranny right now.
Oh. So, I watch the cases, and I've seen, you know, the individuals that work in Arizona, they perjured themselves on the stand about the size of the paper that they're feeding into the machines. And of course, the judge just completely overlooked that. What is it going to take? Because I know, like you said, Carrie Lake is going to the Supreme Court, but what is it going to take to actually have this overturned? Because there's so much evidence on your side. What do you need to actually push this through?
Well, I think there's a couple things. One, I would urge my colleagues from around the United States in different legislatures, I think it's time to impeach a judge or two.
I agree with that.
For stepping outside of the law. Now, in Arizona, I've got one I'd like to see him impeach. The articles of impeachment would basically be accusations of malfeasance, maladministration, misfeasance. Once you get the articles introduced, you have a hearing, and it takes 31 votes out of the 60 to get it out. The real trick is when it goes over to the Senate for the trial, you have to have a 2/3 vote. And I'm pretty sure with an almost even split between Republicans and Democrats, Democrats are perfectly happy with the way things turned out. So they're not going to vote for impeaching a judge. What they don't understand is that one day this is going to come around and bite them in the ass. When you have judges who work outside of the law and refuse to follow their own damn rules, the rules that the Supreme Court of the state of Arizona has set down. The real interesting piece to this is going to be whether or not Judge Julian is held accountable, and this is in our appeal. Is she held accountable by the appellate court for not following the law? And if the appellate court sides with her, we're going to take this right up to the state Supreme Court. Because the question will be, why did you bother writing rules with consequences if you're not going to follow the damn things?
Right.
That means we're a lawless society. Mm-hmm. And the court has become nothing but a joke. Now, I'm pretty sure that the judges in this state, they like their position. Now, in Arizona, we have these things called retention elections. Yes, there's a couple judges that are now on the hit list, figuratively, for a no confidence vote on their retention. Judge Thompson, Judge Julian. Those are two judges that we are going to probably start a campaign to. You have to, I think the number is you have to have at least a 72 or 75% affirmative vote to retain you as a judge. And if you don't, you're invited to leave.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's two things that we can do. The third thing, I think, is be very cautious about who you vote for leadership positions. You know, whether it's the legislature or the executive branch, because those are people who are going to make decisions that are going truly will affect your life at the state level. The other piece is county leadership, because all elections are run by the counties, and that's true across all 50 states.
Right.
So when you have a county board of supervisors or a county commission, and you have elections officials that are elected, be very, very careful. Scrutinize them carefully. What is their track record? Are they dedicated to transparency and security for election systems? Are they willing to go out on a limb and say, we need to get rid of the machines? We need to go to paper. We need to go to hand counting. We need to adopt some fraud countermeasures. We got to have an audit trail. And quite frankly, if we can't count where cast, then I would look for another candidate, because those are the things that are must-haves to have a secure election.
And you're also doing something that the state isn't doing, and probably a lot of states. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bag under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin, once again, regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. In this country that aren't doing, you're starting the Election Fairness Institute.
Yes, sir.
So what is the Election Fairness Institute? What is your main goal here?
Our goal is to conduct research on public records, mm-hmm, and to support litigation where appropriate. Now, we've got a number. It's a target-rich environment, my friend.
Yeah.
There is so much from money laundering that affects elections to public records that don't make sense. For example, we have asked for the cast vote record for certain counties. And within that cast vote record is the name of the person who voted, their home address, I believe it does have party designation, but that's, we don't really care about that. We simply want to know, was the address that they claimed as a home address really a home address, or was it a business? Was it a mailbox that, like mailboxes, et cetera? What exactly was that? And part of that is an intention to clean the voter rolls. The other piece to that is, how many dead people voted? How many people are on the registered voting list, the voter registration list, who shouldn't be, who don't live here, who have moved? Right. So there's a lot of work to be done there. Now, there are a couple of citizens groups that are trying to do that. But more importantly, we need to have the horsepower that litigation brings, where we force the government to do what the government should be doing on its own. And then, of course, we want to make sure that we are publishing the information that we're finding so that the people really are aware, because they're not going to get it in the traditional media. You know, thank God for channels like yours, you know, Seth Keschel, Tom Rentz, some of the people who are getting information out into the space, because the media, traditional media, the lamestream media, is totally captured. And that's now coming out, by the way, when we see things about COVID and J6 and all of that. So the Election Fairness Institute, in fact, if people want to support us, we need your help. They can go to the website, goefi.org. That's goefi.org. It's go to the Election Fairness Institute. And what would be very helpful is if people would sign up to give us a monthly donation. I mean, $5 a week, $20 a month. That's going to help. You know, we start getting that in mass. It's a small price to pay researchers to start looking into money laundering records, things like bank documents, real estate property transfers, deeds, things like that. Notary information. We want to know, are the notaries legitimate, or is this somehow a Sinaloa cartel money laundering thing? Or is it FTX? Is it, and that takes talent. Yeah. And unfortunately, there are very few qualified forensic document analysts in the world. I mean, you don't exactly go to the phone book. Well, we used to have a phone book. You don't go out and find these individuals easily. So we need to get some folks trained up. And we need to do, I think, the opposite of what American Oversight does. American Oversight is a leftist litigation group that engages in harassing anybody who does not agree with the Marxist left. That outfit, I think, hit me with a public records request every week for 6 years while I was in the legislature about this appointment and that appointment and who did I call and what emails did I send or receive. Okay, we're not going to play with that silly stuff. We want to go after the crimes that are being committed so that we can go to grand juries and say, look, the sheriff of the county or the county commission or the attorney general, all, perhaps they're all captured by George Soros and the Uniparty. We want to be able to go directly to a grand jury and say, here's the proof. Here's the case. You know, my history, 21 years as a DPS officer in West Michigan, you know, so I've got a criminal investigation background, and there's so much smoke here that there's got to be fire. And that's what the Election Fairness Institute wants to examine. So sometimes we have to pay for public records, and we certainly have to be able to hire really good quality attorneys, because Mark Elias and that bunch, they've got an unlimited amount of cash. The left, they get their money from money laundering and the scam that they are playing on the American people. Us folks on the right who care about security, transparency, fighting tyranny, we're underfunded, we're undermanned, kind of feels like we're in a foxhole and the enemy is inside the wire and we're just kind of waiting for the moment that we can strike a most effective blow. So if people go to goefi.org, click on the donate button. If you want to know more about us, certainly read up on us. I'll probably be starting a Substack here soon, just because there is so much information out there that people are hungry for, and they're not getting it. They're just not getting it through the usual news sources. Now, Another good one, I'll plug Epoch Times. Those guys are rocking it. Same with Western Journal and Floyd Brown, his organization. So there is media out there that's trustworthy, that seeks to promote truth and transparency. And again, I mean, you're a leader in that particular space. So goefi.org, help us out.
These people on the left, and you know, George Soros, you include all these people, they set this system up a long time ago where they can actually manage their criminal empire, where they can control the elections, they can control the schools, they can control all these things. We, the people now, are fighting back with organizations like what you said, the Election Fairness Institute. And to fight against them, we need good people. We need the best of the best to actually dig through the system that they set up, because otherwise you can't find anything. And without going deep and looking how all everything is connected, it's very, very difficult. And to get the best of the best of the people, you need money, of course. I mean, with anything, because you remember the deep state plays their entire apparatus. They have the media. They did have all the social media platforms. Thank God they don't anymore. They have the judges in their back pocket. They have prosecutors in their back pocket. The fake election, I guess, officials, if you want to call them officials, they're not really officials. But all these people, they've been put into place over time to manipulate everything that we're seeing today. And now I see a lot of people fighting back like yourself, and you see parents fighting against CRT, fighting against what's happening in their schools. People now are coming out and they're getting involved in politics where people used to just sit back and relax and wait for someone to come and help them. Right. You're out there. Kerry Lake's out there. Abe is out there. Your guys are on the front line. I mean, everyone else is behind you. You're on the front line. You're fighting and you're pushing forward, and you need help. You need people to assist you in all of this, because not one person, or not two or three, we need a majority of people to push back against this system. Yeah. And I think that's very important.
I would encourage your listeners, if every one of you gives up $20 a month, we would have the money necessary to take these people to task and to be successful in court, to be, and by the way, successful in the court of public opinion as well. Mm. That when you look at your neighbor, who's maybe a judge or a county commissioner or a supervisor, and you find out that they have sold you down the river, that is the height of embarrassment. And that used to matter, but now so many people are disengaged. Certainly not your listeners. I mean, I'm impressed by what I see with the people that listen to the X22 report. And I can't thank you enough, Dave. What you're doing matters. What we're doing matters. Well, it'll matter once we can actually start doing it. I mean, we're already doing some work pro bono. But here's the problem, to your point. You can only do so much pro bono. The reason you're doing it pro bono is because you can afford to.
Right.
That's not a plan for success. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's actually a plan for disaster. If you're going to rely on people to volunteer their time, because I guarantee you, Mark Elias and his team, they are being paid handsomely. Handsomely. Yes. By the people that would tear this nation down. They want to have, as Klaus Schwab said, they want you to be happy but own nothing.
Yeah.
Their belief on money, their theory of money, is that all money belongs to the government. It's just on loan to you for a period of time so that you can go through the motions of living until you're gone. And then they'll get it and they'll give it to somebody else. They'll loan it to them through blood, sweat, and tears, talent. They'll earn it, but the government will always see to it that somehow it's taken away. That's tyranny. And if you want to live in a world like that, okay. Let me know how it works out for you, but I refuse to. I'm augured in on this thing, and I am not going away. We are going to reveal all of those things, those people who have been engaged in trying to tell the American people how they're going to live their lives when they didn't even have the authority to be sitting in the seat of power. They stole it from the American people through election fraud.
Hey, Mark, yep. Thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. Once again, how can people help any way they possibly can? Where do they need to go?
Well, there's a couple things they can do. I highly recommend this book.
Okay. I have that book, by the way.
Yeah, it's very well written.
Yes.
It's written, frankly, it's written at an eighth grade level, not to dumb it down, but this is an extremely complicated subject. Mm-hmm. And there are some very basic things that many people in society, they see it. It's cognitive dissonance. They hear one thing, they see something else, and those things don't add up. And then their belief system gets all jumbled up like a frog in a blender. So I highly recommend you get that book. If people want to help support the work of the Institute, they can go to goefi.org. That's G like George, O like ocean. E like election, F like fairness, I like institute.org. And bonus, we're a 501c3 that's already been authorized by the IRS. That means that we don't focus on politics. We focus on process. What are the process defects in elections? Where are the gaps that we can work to close up and tighten up the security and reveal more transparency for our elections?
Fantastic. Mark, I'm going to put all the links at the bottom of the video to make it easier for people to go over. Once again, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight, and thank you for all your hard work that you're doing. I think America appreciates it.
I know they do. In fact, just a really short story.
Sure.
I'm on American Airlines flight back from Dallas to from actually Nashville, but we had to stop in Dallas and back on the way to Phoenix. And one of the flight attendants walks up and kind of holds her fist out. And it was out of context. I wasn't sure what.
She didn't want to punch you, did you? Did she?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
And the person sitting next to me said, I think she wants to fist bump you. So I kind of, okay. And she said, I know who you are. Thank you for serving our country, because I know that it comes at great cost to you. I voted for you.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So it's moments like that that reinforce what you just said, but your words are very kind. I appreciate it. This battle is never going to end, because evil wants to take this country down.
Absolutely. They really do. And people are now fighting back, which is a good thing. Mark, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. I'm impressed, because just in weeks of taking this premium collagen powder, I've noticed a significant reduction in the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. My skin once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it has, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the spring sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if you're concerned about weight loss and you want to get on a diet, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting a new diet plan is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extreme carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I'm impressed, because in just weeks of taking this, I've noticed a significant difference in appetite and cravings. If you want to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had, get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their spring sale ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about investing. In the first 30 days of this year, Bitcoin has recovered 40% and Ethereum has recovered 36.37%. No other asset has recovered that fast in the first month of 2023. TradingView's data shows that institutional investors are responsible for 35% of Bitcoin's 40% rally, a clear sign that investors' confidence in the crypto market is back. My Digital Money can help you securely invest in cryptocurrency. Unlike most other crypto platforms, platforms, MyDigitalMoney.com, with our partner Equity Trust founded in 1974, hold your crypto in trust. That means we will never be able to commingle our funds with yours. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you can invest with security of knowing your crypto is yours and yours alone. Just go to MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Whether you're investing in crypto IRA for retirement or want to save for a medium-term financial goals with a standard trading account, MyDigitalMoney.com will help you do so with unparalleled security. Visit them at MyDigitalMoney.com or call them at 833-636-2008. Open an account now and get $50 in your account. Just enter X22 in the promo code field. Terms apply. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments have made it their mission to stay on top of the most important economic news. 3 bank runs in less than 1 week. These are the second largest and third largest runs in history. The government is taking steps to guarantee all deposits. That means more money printing. Plus, the Fed is sitting on unrealized losses of approximately $1.2 trillion on their $8.3 trillion bond portfolio. And the Fed will continue to raise interest rates even if they tank the economy. Do you know who are the only ones not afraid? The ones that are investing in gold and Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the most stable asset outside of any government control. Thousands have approached Noble Gold Investments to get their hands on gold. Hurry and go to x22gold.com to secure your wealth now and get a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with each gold or silver IRA if you qualify. That is x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind.